Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. And it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 18th day of December 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's been raining, but it's supposed to turn to snow this weekend, I guess, just in time for Christmas, in case you got to drive. Hate the winter, in case you didn't know. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Trump administration moves to ban bump stocks, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Yeah, I've been, since having to do those mandamuses and everything, man, I tell you. It is yesterday. I barely made it through the broadcast. I've been working on ways to try to stay calm down, so I can continue to do this without it killing me. So I'm sitting downstairs and, I took a drink of liquor. I've never drank when I'm on the air ever or got high or anything, but I had to. I was drinking a drink of eggnog and whiskey. And 5 minutes before I have to come up here, there's a knock at the door. And I go out there and I had to send the smart meter fellow a packing. He rang the doorbell, and by the time I got the door, he was clear outside my fence and had the gate shut. So he definitely knows who I am. But I said, so you're going to opt out? I said the original law. You can't make me take it. And not to mention that if you try it, you can't even come on this property. I'm an individual, freeman, sovereign, national, and you better you're going to have something from a common law court before you step foot on this property. You kind of pissed me off, which I shouldn't have let it do. But Laura looked it up, and Pacific Power has removed, they want to charge you a fee if you opt out of $136. Well, they have, they're sending all the fees that they've charged people back that have opted out, and there is going to be no fee. You're just going to be able to opt out like the original, it's not law, the original policy that was written that allowed them to fucking do it, but at any rate, goodbye, Mr. Smart Meter. You're not at my house. Anyway, Trump administration moves to ban bump stocks. This is from Associated Press that was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration moved Tuesday to officially ban bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic weapons or automatic firearms, and has made them illegal to possess beginning in late March. The device will be banned under a federal law that prohibits machine guns, according to a senior Justice Department official. Bump stocks became a focal point to the national gun control debate after they were used in October 2017. Sure they were. You mean after the Mossad team got out of there with those machine guns that they used to mow all them people down and they shot that guy in the head, they threw some of them bump stocks there because that was what they wanted to get rid of them? When a man opened fire from his Las Vegas hotel suite into a crowd at a country music concert below, killing 58 people and injuring 100 more in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The regulation, which was signed by Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker on Tuesday morning, will go into effect 90 days after it is formally published in the Federal Register, which is expected to happen on Friday, the Justice Department official said. The official wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly ahead of the regulation's formal publication and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. In March, President Donald Trump said his administration would, quote, ban the device, which he said turn legal weapons into illegal machine guns. Well, there ain't no such thing as an illegal weapon in this country, you two-bit charlatan piece of shit. You foreign fucking international communist piece of garbage. And all you people out there, I mean, I love the commenters that come up and they're talking about all the gun control from the Democrats. Let me check her. Ain't he a Republican? Ain't there no difference in them? And shortly after the president's comments, the Justice Department announced that it had started the process to armed federal firearms regulations to define bump stocks as machine guns. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives sought public comment on the proposal, drawing more than 35,000 comments, and that's all you get to do, subject, is you get to comment on it, subject. And then they do as they please because it is the corporate aristocracy, and you are their subject. The amended regulation reverses a 2010 ATF decision, unelected. I mean, ATF, every bit of it, unfucking elected. They're making laws and shit here in your country. You know, and that old Constitution thing, they used to talk that only Congress and the Senate could make laws. But hey, man, they're hiring privateers because, well, it is a corporation, and they can subcontract out any way they darn well please. And under the Uniform Commercial Code, they don't have to recognize your rights. Department announced that it had started the process it can exist. It's all under the 14th Amendment and then Washington, you know, the illegal creation of Washington, D.C. and the federal fucking authority that's out here in our goddamn world that we promised never, as long as the grass grows and the water flows and there's stars up in the sky. Go ahead, brother.
They're world mercenaries.
That's all the hell they are. That's all in the hell they are. And what he has done in violation of the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights. But that is not how this will be addressed. Now, we're going to go on into this. We're regulated Congress change. The ATF decision that found bump stocks did not amount to machine guns and could not be regulated unless Congress changed existing firearms laws that they can't create. There is no fucking Congress. It ain't our Congress. It's a corporate board with zero authority over any American national law, or passed a new one in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting. There was a growing push by some members of Congress to ban bump stocks, but no legislation was passed. At least 10 states have sought their own restrictions on the device, and now you're getting fiat, executive dictate. The man does not have the fucking authority. In fact, he is committing high treason when he signed his name to that. And when they enact it, they're committing high treason. They are foreign agents in your country committing, removing your goddamn rights to defend yourself against them. People who own bump stocks will be required to either surrender them to the ATF or destroy them by late March, the official said. Well, hold your breath. The change has undergone a legal review, and Justice Department and ATF are ready to fight any legal challenge that may be brought, the official added. I'll tell you guys right now, one single man could take this out, but it would take a lot of money behind him and a lot of people to make sure he didn't get killed while he was doing it, because it is fucking illegal. It's easily proven illegal. It is easily proven to be treason. Everything in that, in the mandamus, all the information is there to shut this shit down in a second. And the red flag laws and every other fucking thing they're doing. And they know it. The amendment rule was met almost immediately with resistance from gun rights advocates, including Gun Owners of America Incorporated, which said it would file a lawsuit against the Justice Department and ATF in order to protect gun owners from the unconstitutional regulation. Well, what you're going to have there is you're going to have a corporation, Gun Owners of America, filing a suit against the main corporation, the United States Corporation, over a policy that has been enacted by the board of directors. And when it gets into the Star Chamber Court, because this is a corporate aristocracy, and if you don't know what a Star Chamber Court is, you need to look it up, because the Star Chamber Courts are in place to protect the crown. I will already tell you what the ruling will be right now, today. And when this corporation sues this other corporation, if Larry Pratt himself now, with all the millions of people, see, you guys are going to spend a ton of money on this litigation, and you're going to get fucked. Because, I mean, they're not litigating your goddamn rights. They're litigating
your... Don't forget about them.
Pardon?
Don't forget about the hookers and cocaine that got that.
You really broke up hard when you were talking, Charlie. I didn't hear what you said, brother.
The hookers and cocaine.
Well, yeah, hookers and cocaine are always a good incentive if you want to lobby, for goddamn sure. But the bottom line here is this could be should be stopped by a single American national. Just flat send it straight to Donald J. Trump in his private capacity. Lay down the fucking law for him and say, "You son of a bitch, you have no fucking authority. If you do this, you violate the 9th article to the People's Bill of Rights, ratified fucking law, and it is an act of treason punishable by death, you dirty son of a bitch." But that's not what's going to happen here. It'll be under the 14th Amendment to equal protection under the law, to equal privilege and immunity. That's what this will be challenged under. And then they'll throw in the Second Amendment. On the second, you're violating the Second Amendment making your subjects give up their fucking bump stocks. And then the argument will be, well, they're our fucking subjects. We can make their, of course, this will all be in the back room, but we take every fucking thing they got. They don't own them bump stocks. We do. And we can bring them in anytime we want. Got it? And there'll be a big bunch of money spent, and there'll be goddamn hours of deliberation. They'll come out and they'll go, there is a compelling government interest, hence a compelling crown interest, in that Star Chamber Court will rule that the compelling government interest outweighs the Bill of Rights of the people, because it will not be inserted, because the action will not be an enforcement of the common law. The common law jurisdiction trumps them every fucking time. But if Larry Pratt, I'll tell you, like I've said before, they know the law. They're playing you, man. You're fucking fools that send them the fucking millions of dollars. You're fools. That's all you are. They're playing you. They're gonna play. A bunch of lawyers gonna make a bunch of money on both sides of this, because the government will hire a law firm to help out the attorney general. I'm sure, man. When it all gets said and done, there's a compelling government interest. Well, there is no interest that this government can have that is higher than the people's fucking Bill of Rights. It will be in the jurisdiction of the Maritime Admiralty, and it will. And like I said, that will be the outcome. However, if Mr. Pratt himself, as an individual, filed that very mandamus, I mean, just changed a few words and to implicate the guilty, if he filed that himself and had it properly notarized, witnessed and then properly notarized, like it is on there, that would shut it down. Because they do not have the authority. But see, when he goes to say you don't have the authority, he's saying it as a corporation that actually is an agent of the government. He's not saying it as a freeman, a free individual national, invoking his Bill of Rights, which is ratified law, supreme law, above this fucking two-bit carnival barker. See what I mean? These regulations implicate Second Amendment rights. Implicate Second Amendment rights, and courts should be highly suspect when an agency changes its interpretation of a statute that can't exist. You fucking, this is Larry, I'm telling you, these guys know it. You're sending them millions. We sat here, goddammit, we give you the fucking answer. We gave you the fucking key to your freedom for nothing. And you send these pricks millions and millions of fucking dollars because you just can't get it through your head that this is going to come down to the individual. You know, even if this happened to somebody I knew, I can't do this for you. There are no professionals in the common law. I could sit beside you and counsel you, but you better understand what the fuck you're talking about when you file your paperwork. You better understand every bit of it and how to argue it by yourself. If one person did that, that understood it and just, you know, went straight for Trump. But I'll tell you what, man, they'd probably get you be shot the next fucking day. After it was delivered, because they will kill you. But what's going to happen here is a 501c3 corporations going to court with the main United States corporation, and it's challenging a policy of the corporation, and at the head of the board is the guys that appoint the Star Chamber fucking judges that are there to protect the crown. And they will protect the crown. They would say the crown interest is superior. It outweighs any violation of the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights isn't being presented in the correct jurisdiction. When it's presented in that common law jurisdiction, their jurisdiction is inferior, and they fucking know it. They've been playing this con on us for since 1868, people. And we're in towards the end of the game. I mean, shit. You let them have that fucking button stop. You might as well just give them your gun. Give them everything. Because if you're not going to stop them there, you're not going to stop them anywhere. They come to fucking take anything. They got to die. This is a goddamn corporate fucking, it's like Walmart. The Walmart board decided you can't have a bump stock. So Walmart has hired these union workers all across the country who put on fucking union clothes and put on a union badge and give them a fucking gun and go and say, take his thing, and violation, and blatant violation of the Bill of Rights at all. Police said the gunman in the Las Vegas massacre, Stephen Paddock, fired more than 10 minutes using multi-weapons outfitted with target scopes and bump stocks. And what good a bump stock would do you with a target scope? They suspect that everybody out there is so goddamn stupid they've never shot a gun in their whole fucking life. A machine gun with a scope on it? Well, I guess you could splatter in the right place, maybe. You ain't gonna do no better than with the open sights. Paddock fatally shot himself after the shooting. I bet you he did. That Mossad agent pumped one right in his fucking brain, threw those bump stocks down there around them guns, and out the door they went. The shooting after the shooting, and there were 23 assault-style weapons. Why would you need 23 assault-style weapons? Even if you were going to do this, let's think about this just a little bit logically. 23? And then you have to carry that much ammunition in for each one of them. I mean, I could see if you're really going to go on a mayhem thing up there. I mean, three. You think you're going to have three guns fail on you in the time? I mean, all the rest of the 23 guns, that could have been piles of clips, couldn't it? Or is that just me? Including 14 fitted with rapid-fire bump stocks devices strewn about the room. 14. You need 14 fucking really. Does it make sense? Well, we all know it was an operation. We all know what it was for. It was done by the fucking Mossad because, you know, we just want to talk about this little shit out here out this window. We ain't talking about two or three blocks down the street where they're shooting people in the fucking casinos, shooting people down in the fucking streets, a whole team of them. We're not going to talk about that. It's just, President Trump, our king, has declared that there will be no bump stocks for our subjects. We're taking away that privilege. We're taking away that immunity. Because we can under the 14th Amendment, but we can't under the goddamn Bill of Rights if people were just smart enough to know who the fuck they are and what their authority is and how to invoke that authority. But they've spent 200 fucking years, I mean, burying it and making it impossible. And then when you, I mean, when you, even when you're trying to teach somebody, it seems so fantastic. You mean the people control the government and the government can't do nothing to us? Yeah. That's what a free fucking country is. And their courts, their courts have no authority of? No. Never have. They aren't even supposed to be here. They're supposed to be out on a ship in the ocean. It's maritime admiralty jurisdiction. Hello? And it's hard for people to believe. And then, but once people figure it out, I mean, there are a lot of people that are figuring this shit out. And it ain't that goddamn complicated. It ain't that hard to see. I mean, if you're watching the old movies, you know, you're saying, man, you talk about, you know, who's in control or anything around, you know, the era of the revolution or, you know, any of the war movies like that. And, oh, goddamn, it's the people we're killing, you know, we're not subjects. We're the head of the goddamn op. We run this joint. We granted you the little bit of power that you get to use. And we can take it back anytime we want. As individuals, we can take it back. The largest manufacturer of bump stocks, a Slide Fire Solution, announced in April that it was going to stop taking orders and shutting down its website. The remaining stock of the devices is now being sold by another company, RW Arms, based in Fort Worth, Texas. I wouldn't use my credit card. Just a little advice there. Here's one. Remember the girl that got dug around the welfare building the other day? Union. I thought they were cops. I thought these were police officers. I mean, constitutional and all that, you know, that the people in power, unions, that's privateers, isn't it? Union leader demands de Blasio reinstate suspended peace officer, I love that, in baby grab incident. This is from New York Daily. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A union president Monday demanded that Mayor de Blasio reinstate and apologize to two city peace officers suspended over a confrontation at a welfare office that ended with NYPD cops pulling a baby from his mother's arms. Greg Floyd, president of the Teamsters Local 237. So that ain't a peace officer coming at you. That is a corporate entity. That is a foreign corporate entity. And as you as an American national under the protection of the common law, the superior authority in this country, this son of a bitch has nothing to say to you. He is beneath, he's committing a crime pretending he has authority over you. Blasted the mayor's criticism of the two Human Resource Administration peace officers. Ooh, there you go, man. It's starting to tell a little bit more of the story there. Human Resources Administration peace officers who were involved in a December tussle with Jasmine Headley at a welfare office in Brooklyn that would wound up in a viral video. The morning, Headley went to HRA's Borum Hill office to find out why her daycare payments had been terminated. Headley was accosted by hostile security and ultimately wound up under arrest. She claimed she had to wait nearly 4 hours and was forced to sit on the floor because there were no available chairs. Witnesses' statements by HRA supervisors, however, the ones that are in on the illegal, the rest of the mob over there, the rest of the corporate mob. I mean, these are the people who are going to tell you what happened, really? The ones that just love it when they can pick up that phone and have somebody come beat the shit out of a woman with their baby? The power they feel? Witnesses, statements by HRA supervisors, however, state that Headley spewed epithets when private security and, when private security and then HRA peace officers told her to get off the floor. I got news for you. She can spit epithets at you. You can't even exist. You exist as a fucking act of treason, you dirty son of a bitches. And, that's what it's, you know, more and more. They want to tell you you're afraid to speak even to them. They have classes for the kids in school now. If you're approached by a police officer, fall down to the ground and put your hands behind your head and lick his shoes. And if he tells you to do something else, like lick his ass, you lick it clean, and you thank him for letting you lick it. These son of a bitches have no authority over any American national. I tell you people, it's the truth. They say there were seats available. Well, I don't give a shit what they say. They're liars by nature. That she took her child out of his stroller and used him as a shield. Oh, here we go. Against four fucking pigs. Oh, human shield. Used him as a shield when cops arrived, and that she bit one of the HRA peace officers in the ensuing fracas. Good. And he deserved to die right there. That was a blatant act of treason. Right in front of God and everybody. Go ahead.
I hope she bit him right in the balls.
Well, it was a woman. The
baby had a bell stock, Henry, and the baby wouldn't stop resisting. I'm sorry.
There you go. Well, I think it was the woman cop that he bit, but she did bite her in the balls. NYPD has said nothing about the action of the two cops. Instead, blaming the peace officers for escalating the conflict. Late last week, the city suspended HRA Administrative Sergeant Toyin Ramos Williams and Peace Officer Bettina Barnett Weekes for 30 days and is moving to have them fired from Local 237. Local 237 is fighting the suspension. So here's your union. You go and you shit all over. You were taking somebody's bill of rights. You tear it up right in front of them, kick them in the fucking face, rip their baby around a little bit. And here comes the union. Because don't you people realize that these private cops can't exist, that they can't have an authority? It's impossible. That it is an impossibility. If you read the Constitution, the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights, these people cannot exist, let alone have any authority over you. This is a blatant act of treason against the people in the Bill of Rights. But like I said, when this is challenged, it'll be challenged in the Admiralty. And then, I mean, because there's, you know, it was a black woman and, because there were so many witnesses, she'll probably get a little settlement out of it. But it won't be because her constitutionally guaranteed Bill of Rights was shredded in front of her. Just attacked by a fucking rogue. What's the difference if somebody, what the difference does the clothes make? So you come in and you got a black suit on with a little union badge and you got a gun. Just automatically you have the authority to fucking beat the shit out of somebody, kill them, do anything you want to them. Do you really think that's how the founders set this system up? Because if you do, you better go read the documents and figure it out, because they didn't. And the only way this stops, like I said, man, it's a hell of a thing, because I've been thinking about it. And everybody, that man, Damas, I promise you, has everything for every fucking thing they're doing to you is right there. It'll stop it, but you not got to put it in the right order. And you got to serve it correctly. And you got to know when to keep your mouth shut. And just step back and let it work. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth and pace, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
I got
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time, and that's a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. And we were talking about the union leaders demanding. Well, you see, all you're supposed to have to do, you know, if you shoot somebody, is you do take your gun and go give it to the your union representative. And then they go and they sit down and say, well, yeah, it is our policy to drag women by their babies around, do beat on them, tase them, what have you. Well, he was acting within the policy. Have a nice 30-day vacation. Because that's what it all adds up to, people. Let's see what else we got here. Pittsburgh mayor pushes firearm confiscation orders, gun and magazine bans. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Pittsburgh Mayor William Pedutu, Democrat, is pushing firearms confiscation orders, bans on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and high-capacity magazines. Keep on pushing, man. I love it when you push. I can't wait until you push things just a little bit too far. I'm living for that day. That's why I ain't gonna let myself die. Following the October 27th attack on the gun and security Tree of Life Synagogue, Pedutu voiced opposition to hiring armed guards to protect congregants. 11 innocent were killed when a gunman entered the synagogue and no one could shoot back. Who could have had a gun? Pedutu's solution is to create gun confiscation orders, ban commonly owned... Do it, you son of a bitch. Get on with it, you phony little fucking spineless goddamn communist punks. And we're, you know, God, how it just gets, it's gotten to the point that it's boring listening to what you're gonna do. When's the talking part over? There are two problems with Pedutu's proposal. Number one, they would prevent another synagogue, they would not prevent another synagogue attack, and that'll be the argument against it. It would not that it violates the fucking second article and the ninth article of the people's goddamn law in the people's jurisdiction, the supreme jurisdiction of this country. Not that you are committing treason outright and writing it, you know, bald face. Not that. No, it's because it wouldn't prevent. That's going to be the argument in the Star Chamber Court, and they're going to tell you, well, the Crown has a compelling interest that outweighs the people that it or the subjects that it rules, because that's what the rulings have been from the Star Chamber Courts, people. One, they would not prevent another synagogue attack from occurring because the biggest issue in a mass shooting is not the type of gun but used, but the amount of time the attacker has to apply his trade. And this is going to be their subject matter bullshit argument that means nothing. That admits that it's a subject pleading before the fucking king, before the King's Star Chamber Court. And the King's Star Chamber Court is there to protect the interest of the Crown. And the Crown wants it, so that it's well, of course it's going to happen. That's what people are going to start finding out. And these goddamn phony ass, these corporations like Gun Owners of America and the NRA, they understand it too, people. They have helped facilitate it. In 1968, they helped create the 1968 Gun Control Act, knowing fully well that it was being done in a foreign jurisdiction to the, and against the people. The people's authority. The people never granted any kind of such authority to violate our rights. In fact, we forbade it in the ninth article. Let's see what else is the problem here. For example, while the Democrat Party, and it's always, see, that's what they, that's why, you know, this, it's the Democrats that are doing this, don't you know? Because Trump, he just banned the goddamn bump stocks. But it's the Democrats that are doing this. We got to get joined with Trump and stop them goddamn Democrats. We got to take a side and start shooting each other, people. Because it's the Democrats. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. There is no left, no right. There are no liberals. There are no conservatives. There's just the law. In this case, there is not, but the law is fucking there. We just have to enforce it. We have to learn it, assert it, and then enforce it. And the first time that they fucking go to violate that, openly violate it after they've been informed via mandamus that it is a violation of that Bill of Rights, we defend that Bill of Rights with our lives and we put the motherfuckers down. That's how it works. If you want your country back. Otherwise, you can go play games with all this other bullshit people are doing and whatever. But that Bill of Rights is what, that is your authority. That's what makes you over the government.
There's only one party, political party. It's called the Slavery Party.
Well, exactly. Well, no, you have a corporation. It's a goddamn, it's a corporate aristocracy by definition of the language, because they've changed the definition in their law book. See, when we wrote the mandamus, there ain't nothing out of a law book in that. Not one definition, because we're in the common law now. But then they redefined a corporation from what it used to be defined as, but what it has to be, because it can be nothing else in the physical reality we live in, is a pretend person. And they made it a real person. And a real person with a goddamn, that person wants to come after you. Look at what he's got and what you ain't got. Unless you know your rights. If you know your rights and they come out at you outside your rights, you've got every goddamn right to shoot them right in the fucking face every time. These fucking union pig pieces of shit and their union badge, they're just what, if people just understand what it is, they have no authority over you. This is all, in the beginning, as they've been working it in and plugging new things in, it's all been done by your consent. Because the first thing they had to do is make it, I mean, they spent a lot of goddamn time and effort making that Bill of Rights. Like, you're not teaching it, I bet you it's not taught in any school in this nation right now. But making that Bill of Rights, that is your freedom. That is your liberty. But I mean, burying it, and then starting this case law thing and making people think, well, if you want to win in court, you got to become like a lawyer and you got to learn how to get them case law things. And you go in there and I'll be goddamn if that goddamn judge, he went against all these things here and he ruled against me anyway. How can he do that? Well, because he rules for the crown. He works for the crown. He's not elected. Goddamn, this country is being run by unelected fucking corporate assholes, period. None of them have any authority over any individual sovereign. None. It's all fucking just, not, but now it's coming to the point of force because the people are bulking against it because, I mean, they've stolen to the point that they're made a lot of people poor. And a lot of people are just fucking fed up with somebody telling them what to do. And they're starting to wonder how in the fuck is it that this son of a bitch can go to work for the government that's supposed to serve me. And he can come and fucking jump on me and shoot me and stab me and do all these things. And he's got, how in the hell did that come about? And then you start looking. And if you look real hard, and you better be looking real fucking hard if you want to find From the Trenches, because it is buried. We were looking at the Facebook thing. And we filed the mandamus on the 17th, or was the 17th. And you can see the line of where our Facebook is way, you know, it was up there pretty good. We got quite a bit of action on Facebook. People, you know, putting our articles and stuff up. And then on the 19th, it goes down to nothing. And it's a flat line from there on. That fucking, I'll tell you, that mandamus is correct. That is the law. That is your authority. Learn it and you're righteous when you kill them. It is your absolute authority to put those motherfucking corporate sons of bitches down, because I'm not going to live. I'm not a subject of no king. You say that you own me, I will shoot you before the words get out of your fucking mouth. I'll do it.
They tried to ban those nunchucks, Henry, and that didn't work. That some judge ruled that unconstitutional.
Yeah, I see. It doesn't matter. He ruled it unconstitutional in an admiralty setting. It's meaningless to us. Of course, they can't tell us we can't have nunchucks. If I want a fucking pair of nunchucks, I'll have a pair of nunchucks. They do not have the authority. That's what the whole point is.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's just that, you know, they tried and it didn't work.
Well, you know, they tried and some people lobbied this way and that way, you know, and stuff, and they played the game and the lawyers made a whole ton of fucking money when all that had to happen is the first guy they fucked with his nunchucks filed a fucking mandamus like the one on our site, filed that very mandamus, and they'd have given him his fucking nunchuck back and apologized. Well, it comes down to, I'm not trying to be braggadered here, people. It comes down to, I mean, look at it for yourself. Are the people in charge of this country, or do we have somebody ruling over us and we are subjects? Which is it? You can't have it both ways. Now, that 14th Amendment, it says we're subjects. A subject can't have a Bill of Rights. That's why you'll see in all these cases, like when they go to on that bump stock thing, when Gun Owners of America, you wait, you just mark my words. When you go to read it, it'll talk about the goddamn Second Amendment. But before you get through that, it'd be the 14th Amendment will be thrown in, because that's where they turn you into a subject and make you property. And that's where they get their authority, because as soon as you put that 14th Amendment in there, you're admitting you're a goddamn subject. And as soon as you, and Pratt and his lawyers, they know this shit. It's just a bunch of fools are going to send them a bunch of money. He's going to get a fly down to Washington. Maybe they let him diddle the little boys too when he's lobbying. But it's all a fucking fraud. This whole government is fraud. It's fraud from the meter maid to the president. Absolutely 110%. And all the people have to do is just learn what their goddamn rights are. Just read that. When you get to the point you can understand that mandamus, if you do make that, you know what I mean, take the time and do it and figure it out, and you'll see it and you go, son of a bitch, they never could tell us anything. We are the authority in this country. And any one of us can tell the whole fucking apparatus, fuck off. Just as that easy. In fact, they have committed treason in removing our common law courts where we would be prosecuting their asses. See, that's the conundrum we're in here. You can't get them. Why can't you get them? Because they've removed your court. They can't get you, if you know your fucking rights, because they do not have the jurisdiction. You invoke your jurisdiction and say, you do not have the authority. I'm an authority over you. You cannot command me to do anything. You can fuck off is what you can do. And sooner or later, I mean, it depends on how far you push it. But I've played this game before. Like I told you guys, man, you might have thought I was just bluffing or talking out my ass, but I played this game before to the point that they tried to kill me. And that's what they'll do in their final analysis. I mean, when it gets down to something that's going to really crack them, which, you know, reporting a fucking fraud to a federal magistrate is supposed to go clear to the top. We'll see what happens. Where were we? Moreover, the December 14th, 2012 Sandy Hook attacker. Things that have been proven just fucking false. They're running a narrative, and they know that the people have figured it out. So, of course, everybody that owns a gun, I would say 90% of the people that own a gun will tell you Sandy Hook, phony fucking shit. I mean, I've looked up on the net. I mean, there was a goddamn FBI agent that proved it. There wasn't even nobody there. Fucker had been shut down for a year. Didn't happen. But all we need is an excuse, you see, and then under the 14th Amendment, exercising our powers under the general welfare of our subjects, well, we can just take her, we would do it. We can help you right to death if we want to. They got to learn. I tell you, that 14th Amendment has got to be shoved right back up their ass. It has to be stopped. We do not have a country. We are not a free people. We cannot claim liberty by any stretch of the imagination until that motherfucker is gone and they're in prison or hung. And that's just all there is to it. And it's easily proven. It's proven right there in that mandamus. You cannot, that is solid fact. It cannot be broken because it was written from the Bill of fucking Rights, which is absolute law, absolute fact that cannot be broken. And like I said, these red flag laws, all of this shit, everything they're doing, fuck, man, it's enough until, I would love to see the people back in 1775. I would like to just go back there and just show them what happened, you know, and say, in 1868, they had a phony fucking war, and they came and they wrote this 14th Amendment, and I'd like to hand it to one of those fellows back then, somebody like Patrick Henry. I say, would you read this 14th Amendment and tell me what you think of it, Mr. Henry? I got to tell you right now, he'd say, what in the fuck? Why are you guys killing them? What the fuck are you doing? Do you want to be goddamn slaves? Do you want to be taken back to like it was in the colonies? You know, I read that book, I finished reading it finally, just the goddamn rage that it caused about the white slavery. You know, in the book, you know, they kind of tried, they're going to try, because they're going to be the guy that wrote it, they're going to try and turn people against each other because of black and white, you know, because, well, actually the Negroes were treated better and they looked down on the white people, trying to create a fucking friction. But what we have to do, my black brothers, my brown brothers, all you, my brothers and sisters out there, we were all slaves. And no degree of condition of slavery is acceptable. And that's what we are today.
You know, Henry, another thing that really bugs the shit out of me is we can't even go down the street and compliment a lady on her legs anymore. If she doesn't like the way you said it, they get your ass thrown in jail for sexual harassment.
I dare them to throw me in jail for it. Not that I would do it. I mean, Lord would kill me. I don't have to worry about it. I understand what you're saying. I was just joking.
You can't even compliment a lady anymore on how good she looks, for crying out loud.
I do it all the time. I open doors for the ladies, and if somebody that comes in, you know, I say, you really look nice. If they've dressed up, I figure they're looking to look nice. I compliment and they don't like it. I guess they can say something about it. And I can tell them, well, then you're an ugly bitch, I guess. And I don't give a fuck. if it makes you feel better, go cut your hair into a fucking butch and put some fucking pants on and draw you a little mustache, whatever fucking rings your bell. Yes, sir.
If you do that and Laura kills you, can you post it on the website, please?
She'll post it. Don't worry. Bragging rights and all that. Anyhow, back to the article and see what else we had here. Make sure I... Oh, yeah, that one really pissed me off. We got to hit this a little bit. Human rights body calls on U.S. schools to ban electric shock on children. I don't know how many of you guys read this, but, man, I'll tell you, this has got my gander up quick. This is from The Guardian, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from TheTrenchesWorldReport.com. An international body entrusted with upholding human rights across the Americas has called for an immediate ban on the controversial use of electric shocks on severely disabled children in a school outside Boston. You talk about, I mean, all the nasty things in history, you know, the Khmer Rouge and the Nazis and the goddamn, and the communists and all the nasty things. Every movie, they have to have some little nasty thing in there to show you just how terrible they fucking were. And I looked at this, shocking, God. Kids and adults. I tell you what, man, if somebody I cared about, I found out that happened to him, I'd hook one of them son of a bitches on the bastard that had the button, and I'd have the fucking button, and I'd spend hours talking to him, pushing that fucking button until he died. Period. And I wouldn't give one shit what the consequences were.
Like Nurse Ratched and the One Flew Over the Cuckoo.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. That always disturbed me. That movie did, man. Anything like that has always give me the creeps. But there was this one movie. I think it was like The Battle of the Bulge or something, where they go in and they're on some kind of mission or something. They go in and there's this, like, this place where they've taken the people and, you know, they're killing them. I mean, the Nazis did that. They killed retarded people because they weren't pure, you know. I've known a few challenged people in my life, and I just thought of just killing somebody because they don't, you know, well, goddamn, that might cost a little bit of money to keep that person alive. That person just being born in this country was rich enough to pay for them to be here the whole fucking time, and they're a joy to be around. It sickens me.
How long ago was it with all male juries, no women?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know. It would have been before suffrage, I'm sure. I mean, you know.
Watch that 1965 movie with Jack Lemmon. It's called How to Murder Your Wife, and it's, you know, it's a joke, but...
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't actually murder her, but he stands trial, and the jury lets him go. Justifiable homicide.
She was a bitch.
I mean, oh. Hey, what was that movie? I got to watch that.
Now, easy.
Hey,
easy enough, Lee.
Hey. Y'all take it easy out there.
No, you got to watch it.
I feel an uprising.
You know, all the women are sitting there, and they're just like, you're going to get it when you get home.
Oh, I'd have to trick Laura to watch that movie, probably. Gets away with it, huh? Or maybe somebody should be taking notes. It's Flea. At any rate, guys, you know, here we go. The Judge Rottenberg Center, the Judge Rottenberg Center in Caton, Massachusetts, is believed to be the only school in the world that routinely inflicts high-powered electric shocks as a form of punishment on vulnerable children and adults. About 47 of its students are currently... All right, go ahead.
Rottenberg. Come on now.
That's what I thought, too. He's a rotten son of a bitch. About 47 of its students are currently subject to the treatment. I like to give them their own treatment back, which involves individuals being zapped with electric currents far more powerful than those discharged by stun guns. That's a hell of a zap, people.
Subjects. They're subjects.
Yeah, subject. Well, you can do that to subjects, and that's what they're going to find out. I mean, they went to this world organization, and Herr Trump will step up and go, I'm king of the goddamn country. Those are my serfs. Those are my peasants, my peons. Those are my subjects. And if I want to fucking shock them, I'll shock them. You don't like it? Well, I'll blow you up. Go pound rocks. That's what you'll hear about it. Disability rights campaigners have tried for decades to stop. For decades, this has been going on. My God, what about who lives there that would tolerate this shit? If this is going on in my town, there would be a problem. I promise you, there'd be a big fucking problem. It'd be solved real fucking quick. Plain and simple, man. Oh, my God. But this just goes to show you to the depths that we have reached in our fall from grace, in our loss of our morality. That I'm even reading this to you. Now, the Inter-American Commissions on Human Rights has issued a rare formal notice known as precautionary measures that calls for immediate cessation of the electrical shocks. How outrageous! How are you gonna torture people if you can't shock them? I mean, my God, the things that we just let go, people just disgust the hell out of me. In a 7-page resolution, the Washington-based panel says that the practice does a serious impact on the rights of the vulnerable children at the school. You goddamn right it does. And I would like to have a little visit with the parents too. Any parent that would put their child into this fucking situation. I'd like to spend an afternoon with that fucking dirtbag too. At any rate, guys, we made it. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep up the outrage. And remember, you're the one in fucking charge. And that is The Word from the Trenches.